Another example that I just wanted to show you is an example of link displays, and here it's a system called Csoft that was developed in the early 90s, and the point here is each line represents a line of software code. So what do we have here? We have these columns, and each of those columns can contain the same one software program or multiple ones that are sort of delineated by rectangles. So in a way it's similar to the tile bars that you can then see by the length of the or the height of the rectangle, you know, how long the software file is. And what's happening here is that each line in the display represents a line of source code. So if there's a lot of words on the line, then the line is longer, and if there's only a few words, then it's short. So it gives you like a bird's eye view of the software code. I don't know if any of you have ever written software, but if you look at it from very far, you see sort of these structures. And what's going on here is on the left, we have this colored bar that can either indicate the age of a file or when has it last been modified, and then you can color code the software lines and sort of highlight the ones that either have been recently changed or have been written by a specific person and so on. So it lets you see large amounts of software in a compact view. And superimposed here we have another window that maybe where you can look at a specific software file, you can interact with it and maybe see how it depends on other software files and see interdependencies between them. The reason this was developed is because it came out of AT&T and they had these huge switches, tons of software that had to be written, lots of lines to be maintained, and if there was a problem, sometimes they had to be able to troubleshoot very rapidly to understand what's happened to our big, large software system. And so they needed these bird's eye views to be able to see this overall software universe so that they could see the interactions between different files and who touched what, when, and so on.